in the back. The one big glowing thing at the end becoming a conscious entity, when did that happen? Was it after Burning Man? it couldn't have been before Burning Man. So it was probably about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, 2 years. It was up in a mountain somewhere. Maybe you came up with the same thing at the same time. Another question? More questions?
Is this an idea you came across for psychedelics or just cosmology or both? Blending?
It was a bit of blending. That heroic trip that I took in order so that I could actually have an intelligent conversation with Terrence, which was in 99. Basically, I was alone in the wilderness in the Sierras, and I knew that I had to take a lot of stuff to do anything, because dental experiences and all that. So I took, Terrence had arranged for me to get some good psilocybin mushrooms, and I took 12 grams.
Right.
So it was a whole bag. Because at 3 grams, all I did was see the same thing that I see when I close my eyes. And I see the forms and shapes and landscapes and stuff. So it was kind of interesting because, I don't know, did you guys want to hear about this one?
Yeah.
I guess that's why you're here. The nature of this particular experience was, can I ask you to, sorry, what, and this may resonate with you, over, you know, at the beginning, sort of, okay, now things seem to be triangles and polygons, and, oh, I can't see. Everything, you know, all vision, understanding of my body, everything vanished. And then this, basically, it was kind of like peeling an onion skin where I realized more and more pieces are disappearing really quickly. And then I realized, okay, I have no consciousness of any limbs or forms or body or can't feel anything. In fact, there's no body. In fact, it seems as though there's no exterior. There was a tent, but it wasn't there anymore, and it was just all polygons. And I thought, I don't know if I'm breathing. I don't have any sense of being here at all. And then the panic set in, shouting, screaming for help. Thought, well, that doesn't work because the polygons all wiggle the wrong ways, and they're kind of scared polygons. So I better not do that. And that's sort of a lesson about the end time of the universe. If the beings are like screaming bloody murder because someone was over budget on the project, then the whole thing is just going to go. But I found that the only way I could stay in existence was to sing. And I'm not really a singer. So if I sang, a little tendril of colored polygons seemed to emerge, and I could create structure. I could create a little temporary thing, and then that would just sort of evaporate, and I would do it again and do it again, and I could actually stay in existence. But I had to keep doing it. If I stopped, I was just about to disappear, and then I sing again. And stop. That's where the idea about voice and, more important, resonance is creation of resonance from your being and coming back. That created my existence. And I had this bizarre thought. I'd just been out to the desert to see a rocket, a human spaceship, being rolled out. It's called the Rotary Rocket. I'd been at Mojave testing. And all these people looking up at the stars, and William Shatner and Pete Conrad, and saying, we're going to go there one day. So I come to this place in the full moon and wilderness by myself, and I'm on this experience. And it's like, you know, guys, you don't have to build all those rockets and do anything. We'll just do it now. Let's start the collapse right now. And I had this thought I could do it. So it started happening, and everything just started to wrap up. And like Wall Street disappeared, and you know, our government contracting agency was gone, and highways and everything. And this whole ball started to coalesce, and it's like, oh my God, I've initiated the collapse. I've initiated this. I have initiated the damn thing. What right do I have to do this? So people have lives to get on with, you know. Here it is, it's happening, you know. Sorry for the inconvenience. so it just happened. And it turned out, you know, it just collapsed in. And I felt myself going in and everything going in. And there was this brilliant ball formed. And it turns out that at that point, I must have been sort of outside my ken, there was a full moon. And the full moon is what I was fixating on. Because for me, everything was gone. Earth was gone, it was all gone, it was floating. It was just some kind of unknown entity floating in toward the inevitable collapse. And then I reached that point, and that message came, all it needs is love. What is it? What is a soul? What does a being need? It just needs love. And in there was a couple of people that I love that I pulled in. I said, so it became then a personal journey. I tried to pull these people in there. So I guess in a sense, that's a long-winded answer. But in the morning, the tent was like upside down about 15 feet away. My thumb had probably been bent backwards because I was trying to jump toward the moon and float there. Because why not? You know, that's where we're going. I'm amazed that I was in such good shape. It was about, I guess, about 4 or 5 hours later, and I sat on stones and everything seemed to be seething and everything was tremendously alive. And I felt a profound sense at that point that I'm done. I don't have to strive anymore in my life. I don't have to worry about government contracts, and I don't have to worry about this and that. And actually, I decided that there was a cutoff point. It was like, that's everything else from this point on is gravy. I'm actually finished the job that I thought I had in the world. I'm done. And I kept saying to my friend who had brought me there, I'm done. I'm done. What a great thought. I'm done. I'm finished. Finished. The job is done. The reason I've been here, I'm done. Of course, I went back and life came in, but in a sense, that the lesson of that has really changed my course. That's why I'm standing here in front of you, you guys trying to explain it, and hopefully it's useful for something. One more out there, and I'm going to talk again. We're going to get another wallop of me right first thing in the morning, so, terrible thing. But one more, and then we'll take the rest tomorrow. You'll have to. Can someone repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
If it had something to do with life forms beyond this planet.
I think in a sense. I don't think individual life forms. I think I really believe that in going into that experience, I was being invited to look into the whole project at work, the whole emergent, we're trying to come to consciousness, people, project. That this thing is trying to power itself up. I mean, we're 8 billion so years into the project. There has to be a lot of stuff going on out there at this point because of the maturity of galaxies and so many stars are formed and reformed, so that in a sense, if there is something in that dimension, I was given a privileged look or experience in there. And in a sense, at that point, I said, I want to commit everything I can to throw everything I can into that project or into that collective and be part of it, but give to it, because something needs to be given to as it gives back. So if a young child, if your baby looks at you and you feel the complete love that comes from the baby also needs you to give it a lot too. So maybe it's all part of your relationship with the totality of the universe, is that relationship. I don't know if that's a good answer or not.